USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Zeta is weakening as it moves into Mississippi. The storm made landfall Wednesday afternoon near Cocodrie, Louisiana, as a Category 2 hurricane. Zeta brought with it several inches of rain, storm surge that flooded coastal areas, and sustained winds of more than 110 miles per hour. The fast-moving storm is expected to bring tropical storm conditions to the Atlanta area by Thursday morning and then move into the Appalachians. Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continue to rise in the U.S. as hospitalizations are growing by 5% or more in 37 states. Dr. Anthony Fauci warns of the bad position the country is in. He told the Journal of the American Medical Association that things could only get worse as we head into winter.
We should have been way down in baseline and daily cases, and we're not. We're going into a precarious situation where much of what we're going to be doing is going to be indoors as opposed to outdoors.
USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Supreme Court has upheld a lower court's decision allowing ballots in Pennsylvania that arrive up to 3 days after Election Day to be counted. In a note accompanying the order, justices said it was too close to the election for them to step in. New Justice Amy Coney Barrett recused herself from the case because of a lack of time to review the filing. The court also upheld a lower court's decision in a North Carolina case that will allow for ballots that arrive up to 9 days after Election Day to be counted in that state. With less than a week before the election, there's a growing concern that with the influx of absentee and mail-in ballots, delays at the postal service could keep votes from being counted, or that mail-in voting isn't secure. But the commissioner of the Federal Elections Commission says that people can trust the system. Ellen Weintraub tells Fox News that while safety shouldn't be a concern, people may want to consider dropping off their ballot as the deadlines draw near.
So I think anybody who has their ballot in hand should do whatever they can to get it in on time. Instead, I think just in the normal course of mail, it's been weeks. So if people haven't mailed their ballot in yet and they're planning on using an absentee ballot, I would do a Dropbox.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Department of Justice announced a number of arrests Wednesday of alleged foreign operators in the U.S. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
The Justice Department is charging 8 alleged Chinese agents over covert operations within U.S. borders.
China describes Fox Hunt as an international anti-corruption campaign in which it seeks to locate legitimate fugitives around the world to bring them back for trial in China.
Assistant Attorney General John Demers telling reporters in Washington, D.C. that 5 of the suspects were arrested in the United States and 3 are believed to be in China.
F-16 fighter jets intercepted an aircraft Wednesday that had wandered into restricted airspace over President Trump's rally in Bullhead City, Arizona. The aircraft was initially unresponsive, but after jets deployed signal flares, it established radio contact with them and was escorted out of the restricted area. There's no word on whether or not the pilot will face any charges. And the 2020 federal election is set to smash records for the amount of money spent. The Nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics says spending for the presidential and congressional elections is set to double the amount spent in 2016, with nearly $14 billion being spent. The presidential race alone is expected to cost nearly $6.6 billion by Election Day, while all the congressional races should combine to cost $7 billion. The CRP says it raised its estimates over the final month of the race, as both parties have made huge fundraising efforts in the final weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.